Blessed feast, everyone, of two of the 12, Phil and little Jimmy, Philip and James. They were my neighborhood buddies when I was in Rome. So my parish next to the Casa Santa Maria in downtown Rome was called Dodici Apostoli, 12 Apostles, but houses the remains of Philip and James the Lesser. So this feast day is always dear to me. I could see him from my terrace, the church, and feel close to them. They were two great witnesses, obviously, to the death and resurrection of Jesus, and you read about them in the Acts of the Apostles. James the Greater, we recall, was the first one to be martyred, so he was off the scene by about chapter 12 of the Acts of the Apostles, and then Philip and James are carrying on the great work. And they would have heard these words come out of the mouth of Jesus, as we have just heard. And they would have believed them, as we should believe. In John chapter 14, verse 12, I think it has to be one of the most underutilized verses in all of sacred scripture and all of the gospels, because it's a little crazy. Actually, it's really crazy. And they must have thought the same thing when they heard Jesus say it out of his own lips. They said, the works that you have seen me do, not a few things in 3 years. Read the Gospels. Not a few things. Jesus says, even greater things than you have just seen me do the last 3 years, you knuckleheads, you will do if you have faith in me. Even great, wait, I mean the walking on water, the raising someone from the dead, the multiple healings, the multiplication of food. Jesus, yeah, guys, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what you've seen me do, even greater than these, you will do. Anyone walk on water lately? Yeah, every winter in North Dakota, frozen. Still water. No, but seriously, John chapter 14, verse 12. We got to lean into this, I think. It's not on him as far as Jesus isn't acting. It's on us. And I know, I imagine Philip and James too. Humble, simple, sinful humans. But what did they do? Then they went out and they watched Paul with great boldness in the Acts of the Apostles. We read about it. Heal. And Peter raised someone from the dead. Oh, who heard this and trusted and leaned heavily into Jesus and started doing extraordinary things. Okay, here's, of course, we got to remember, in his name, as Jesus says, that whatever you ask in my name, I will do to glorify the Father. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. They must have really believed that. They must have believed it. And said, in Jesus' name, I don't have anything to give you, Peter said. I have no silver or gold, but I could do this, I think. That's what the big guy said. In Jesus' name, rise. It takes faith. And we should pray for an increase in faith that what Jesus said, he meant. And start asking extraordinary things of him boldly, daily. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, demons be gone. In Jesus' name, heart, find peace. In Jesus' name, find peace here, there, wherever. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. Takes faith, takes belief in the living, real Jesus, and will do greater ones than these. Because he's gone to the Father and sent the Spirit. Done. In his name. So let's do it. Let's be bold and a little bit crazy. We've got nothing to lose. It's on the big guy. He said it. Not me. It's right in here. I ain't making this stuff up. It's right there. If Jesus is real, then this must be true. Then, okay, let's lean into it. Start begging in Jesus' name. Work some miracles in Jesus' name. Even greater than these, you will do. Jesus, give us that faith. As your apostles had in the early days and brought thousands to you, maybe we could do the same if you can increase our faith.